Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
D-Fly on WAMR-DB. How you doing out there tonight?
Hey, DeMonica, this is Terry.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
All right, well, listen to the show. You're calling in from where?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, we got NC in the house. That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's the weather there?
Rainy, but it's beautiful, rainy.
Rain is beautiful, okay.
Yes,
well,
so
you
that
know,
it's
right
not
now,
too hot.
It's not, well, it's hot here. It's almost 100 degrees here in Minnesota.
Oh, no.
And I'm telling you right now, I don't know how long we're going to be able to do the show. Right now we're in the middle of a storm. I'm in St. Paul. So
okay.
It's kind of storming quite a bit. I have my producer on the line, Karima. And
all
also
right.
Tonight's special guest is an upcoming artist, Miss Jazlyn Soul in the house. Jazlyn, are
all
you
right.
on the line?
Here I am. Hey guys.
Good
hey.
Evening.
Good evening.
Yes. So Jazlyn and I, we're both battling some headaches. I don't know if it's from the atmospheric pressure here that's going on with the weather. She's a little bit under the weather, so just kind of bear with her as well. I've got a bad migraine myself tonight. So Karima's going to say something smart about the weather. I already know.
I wasn't going to say nothing at first, but see, okay. So we got a bunch of callers on the line. I'm just going to say this. But if you were down here in Atlanta, with 100 degree weather, it ain't nothing like it. The devil be standing on 285, talking about y'all fools. Keep riding this seat. I'm going to stand right here under the shade tree. Baby, when I say it's hot, that's why there's so many churches here. Black folks don't want to go to hell because they got a glimpse of it down here in Georgia. Let me tell you one other thing. You understand that you notice that when they got to slavery and when them Confederate soldiers was coming up through here, notice all the black slaves rebelled and said, we got to get the hell up here. So everybody from there came up to up there in Wisconsin and Chicago. So the rest of the foolish black folks that stayed around here, them the ones that in them counties and stuff, but you know, it's always a black in every county. And I don't care what nobody tells you, it's a black person. Just like it's a black person in everybody's family tree, is one down here. Every county, there's a black person. But as far as the weather, it's been raining, and you know what? Everybody's too scared to play with God. Let me give you an example. Last year, they said, Lord, you're raining too much on us. He said, I got something for you. Let me stop it. Girl, we had a drought. Y'all remember that drought? They said you can't wash your clothes, wash your butt, or wash your grass. None of it. So now ain't nobody saying nothing. They said, Lord, let it rain. Do what you want to do. They shut up. I'm trying to tell you, he'll fix it. He'll fix your mouth closed. He said, what? Say something to you. Say anything. Say anything. And my last example about talking to the Lord all crazy, y'all remember 9/11? It was a bad, sad day for our country.
Yes, it was.
But do y'all, and I want y'all to remember this. Remember this part now. That was the same day at 8 a.m. they made a decision to take prayer out of school, right? At 11:12, they said, Lord, and it's all praise. Everybody pray. Everybody stand wherever you at, pray. I'd have been God standing on my feet with my hands full. So I know y'all ain't talking to me. So I couldn't be the big guy because y'all be all messed up. I'm like, I know y'all ain't talking to me because remember y'all said y'all wouldn't pray no more. So you just go and do it. All right, I'm done. All right, I'm good. So we got a bunch of callers on the line. And we got bad weather here, too. But the only reason why y'all got bad weather, we got bad weather. We always have bad weather.
I told you, it's raining.
Okay, we got somebody. Yeah, that's good rain. It's good rain. Did you notice there are more Scorpios born in the rainy season? I'm trying to tell you, count the 9 months, who haven't. All right. Okay, so I'm done.
Tonight's word is from the producer, Karima. No. Well, here on WAMRDB, you know, we just have a lot of fun. It's like, you know, just kick back and enjoy, have your sip of wine or whatever. We kind of do a really kind of impromptu a little bit. You know, we have it professional, but sometimes, you know, we get a little crazy and we just have fun with it. So it's a very laid-back interview. And once again, I'd like to welcome Miss Jasmine Soul in the house this evening as an upcoming artist. Yeah.
All right.
Yes. How are you feeling out there, Jasmine, tonight? You feeling any better?
Better off from an hour ago, but I'm trying to get it together.
Yeah.
I think it's the being under the air conditioner. You know, it's been so cold.
Being under the
air, I don't know.
Well, I know I can't personally, like, if I have, like, Friday I'd have the show, I cannot be in Freon at all. Otherwise, you know, it messes with my throat and my voice, so. I think it, like you said, it might be the air conditioning and going in and out of the heat. So we're going to get through it, though. Just keep drinking water, you know, and
I got it right here.
You. Amen. And we just going to sit back. I'm going to tell you about Miss Jasmine Soul. So Jasmine Soul's not only a neo-soul singer, she's also, in case you didn't know, a songwriter and an actress, as well as a film writer. So Jasmine, what I'd like for you to do is tell us what is, you know, what are you doing now? And you're coming out to, aren't you coming to Raleigh real soon too as well?
To where? Where did you say? The last one?
North Carolina. Aren't you coming to North Carolina with Paul?
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, I'm supposed to have June 16th in Atlanta for a concert. I'm really lit party. And that's in College Park. And that's going, I mean, that's going to be nice. It's going to be a lot of performances. Irv Gotti, the CEO of Murder, Inc., will be there, as well as his artist, Little Bowie Lit. That's his new artist. And then Stevie J is coming, and a few other people. So it's going to be real nice. It's going to be a real good party going on. So I'm excited about that. And then after that, I have... in South Carolina, I have a pool party, 2-day pool party that's going on that I'll be performing at. So, you know, I'm excited about that. And then I'm still writing on my films and stuff. I have a show that I'm writing on called Battles for Love. And that's, plan on that being a drama series. Had a whole lot of drama and twists and turns and deceit and, I mean, all types of stuff going on. That show, I have my friend Charles D. Clark. He's going to be a part of that. He's helping me out a lot. He's been a great friend and mentor for a while. So he plays on Empire, one of the shows. He's on,
okay,
he's on everything
the
else,
show
too.
Empire.
He's on so many shows. I told him, man, don't get too busy for me. You know, he's picking up different shows every day. I mean, he's on TV One, ID Channel, Evil Stepmothers. I mean, a new hit show called Can't Go Home. So I'm so blessed to have him helping me out. You know, he wants to see me win. So, and then I have this comedy that I'm working on. It's really funny. I keep switching up the name, but. I'm trying to get it together. And then there's some other stuff that I'm working on here for other people. Larry Jackson, I've been helping him out. He has a movie that he's working on called Minneapolis. And this movie actually one of the main characters in this movie. And it's going to be about, you know, Minneapolis and, you know, obviously the police and stuff like that. So I'm excited about that. I'm a lead detective in that film. So, yeah, I've been pretty busy, you know, trying to get this stuff done.
I'm sorry. Could you say that? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Could you repeat the name of that show again in Minneapolis?
It's called Minneapolis. So instead of Minneapolis, it's Minneapolis. Yeah, Minneapolis.
Girl, I thought you said nigga, please.
I think you're going to make my head
hurt. I'm sorry.
Minneapolis. I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so...
Yes.
It's Minneapolis.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that changed my eyes. I'm so sorry.
Well, you probably wasn't the only one, so we corrected it. Minneapolis.
You know, now, wait a minute. You didn't start on your wine yet, okay? You haven't started your wine yet, have you?
I started mine.
But you know what? I was on my way. Until I turned back around. I said, "Me with the white breath." And then if Mama's listening, you know, because I'll be like, "Well, Mama said," you know, the Mama said thing is always cool. My Mama be knowing stuff, and I know I'm gonna ask you a question. How does your parents feel about this career change and choices that you've made in this journey of being a mogo, because that's what y'all young people call it, mogo.
Well, I mean,
powerful,
they're very
black
excited.
Woman can't tell nothing to. They're very excited. I know what that means.
Yeah,
they want their money back.
Excited.
Yeah, they got it. When you make it, they're going to give you this check.
Hey,
right, they're going
to
give you this invoice.
I'm trying to add them in. All my people.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Talk to all of them. See how you bring wisdom. That's the millennium saying, y'all, that they are actually coming back with some money after they go ahead.
Yeah.
Don't do that thing. Go ahead. Because you know this is live, and we're going to record it, so we're going to send it on to your parents, just in case you get too big-headed and don't want to get no money up.
Okay.
So there you have it.
That won't happen. I'm too humble.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they're excited for what I'm doing and everything. My dad actually seen me as being like a singer, performer, just since I've been born. You know, he always had this dream for me for some reason. So I guess he can see into the future. So, I mean, they're very excited and involved and stuff like that and helping me out, even on my movies and ideas and stuff. So, yeah.
And I'm just excited. I mean, the storyline you shared with me, although she can't share with the listeners because then we'll be giving away what it's about.
She knows the details.
I am so excited. I just can't wait. I mean, that is truly a blessing. I don't know if listeners, if you don't know, but once again, you know, mention his name again, who you'll be working with and who's mentoring you as
Charles
far as
Charles D.
Athlete.
Clark. He's a great actor. He's in a lot of stuff. A lot of different things he's in. So, and he won awards and stuff. So, yeah, I'm glad and blessed to have him as mentoring me. You know, he knows a lot of stuff, and he'll give it to you 100%. He don't cut no corners. He'll let you know. He don't play about no acting.
And that's what you need, you know, because a lot of people will pass by and say, oh, yeah, it sounds good, or, you know, and then you end up failing. So you have someone that can critique it and be honest with what you're doing. I mean, that's just wonderful. And you're so young and very talented young lady. I'm just so proud of you. God is opening all
Thank
types
you.
Of doors for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, she's going to be down in Atlanta. You have to announce again, Atlanta listeners that's down there on June 16th, where you're going to be at. Like, and explain the concept, because, you know, we're old school a little bit, but you got to tell us what this concept is about.
I wish I had the name to the place. It's in College Park. I haven't been to Atlanta. That's why I'm so excited about it. But it's June 16th. It's called I Am Really Lit Party Concert. It's going to be Irv Gotti is going to be there. Stevie J is going to be there. A few other people are going to be there, and everybody's going to be performing and just having a party. June 16th. I wish I knew the exact name of the place, but
we'll
figure
find
out.
Before
maybe the Monica,
so
you can talk about
it.
Yeah.
No, I will be announcing it, so I'll be, you know, announcing it on WAMRDB. Karima may pop up there. You never know. and when you're performing
Now,
are you performing, if you don't mind me asking, cover tunes, or you're performing your originals?
I'm performing my originals, and these songs that I'll be performing, I have, a couple of them I have never performed, so it'd be the first time performing these songs. I actually just finished them, so, and it's like a little sexy side of me that, you know, they'll see in Atlanta. So these are my, you know, sexy songs that I got, I mean, it's going to be different.
You said it's going to be different, huh?
Yeah, a little different from the usual.
Right. That's
but
okay.
These
songs
are really
hot,
though.
What you have, so. Yes, they are. So you better look out, ATL, because it's going to be a hot one, because she's going to bring it. And believe me, I'm going to be working with her to bring that one.
Amen.
Let me just come in. Y'all gonna be in College Park, that's how they say it. Don't say the whole word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not College Park. It's College Park.
College Park.
College Park.
You know, we're up north, so she's got to. Their D is silent.
Yeah,
all enunciation and pronunciation has gone out the window. Don't do that. No more, and you know you got to bring the heat because it's hot here now. And these things, honey, I mean, they are trying to get the rent paid. I said, "Ooh, gonna get her rent paid. Look what she got on." And they trying to pay it too, honey. So if you better bring it, if you're gonna be with me all day and all day, you better bring it, honey.
I know, I've been thinking long and hard.
There you go. Somebody told her right.
Look, she's gonna bring it, okay?
All these young millionaire money running around through here, please.
Hey, we got that here too. No, walking around.
Black millionaires. No, I'm talking about Atlanta black millionaires. You know how many Oxman, look, Lamborghini and Bentleys running around through this thing? It's like a known fact. Now you got, wait a minute, but you got to question them too now, because they'll rent one for the day. Just in case somebody coming from Minneapolis.
So they'll rent a Bentley in Atlanta, huh? I don't know if we could rent Bentleys up here. I don't know. I guess you probably could rent anything you want to rent. But you said down in Atlanta, they're going to rent Bentleys and everything for this concert.
They was renting black people. If they should in the South, everything. If human beings been for sale for the last 400 years, what make a Bentley my business? Girl, you'll learn. I'm going to get off of here. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're going to stay on. That's all right. Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. Now, we have some other callers that's on the line. I believe we have, I hope Terry's still on the line. Terry, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You have any questions for Ms. Soul?
Well, I just would like to say that I'm happy and excited that she's getting the chance to do her dream and to be able to do the things that she enjoys. My question is, how long have you been singing?
Oh, goodness. I actually thought I could sing when I was about, like, 6 years old. I mean, I was so shy where, you know, I used to be so quiet about it. Mm-hmm. And I actually, like, used to hide on the side of my house and, like, just sing to myself. And if someone comes around, I stop singing. Until, when I got, ninth grade, I used to sing with my friend Tanya. And we used to go, like, in the laundry room. We'll be singing and everything. And so we decided to sing for the talent show at school. Mm-hmm. And then nobody knew I can sing at all. So, and my family and everything like that too. So my dad had drove us to our school. He stopped at the gas station. He left a train in the car, and then we were practicing singing in the car. And his friend turned around. He was like, "Whoa!" You know. Then my dad got in the car. He was like, "You know, your daughter can sing." And he's like, "No, I don't know if she can sing." You know. So basically, from then on, they used to have me singing all the time. My main thing they used to have me singing was the Star Spangled Banner back then.
Okay.
My brother
okay.
used to joke about it, like, sing the Star Spangled Banner, because that's what everybody wanted me to sing. You know, it was one of the toughest songs and stuff like that. Kept you on your toes, too, when you're hitting them high and low notes and stuff.
I know how it go.
Yeah, I know, you know. And so after that, you know, I was just doing, talent shows and stuff like that, and song at a wedding, you know, just stuff here and there, and Christmas shows and stuff like that. But I've always been, like, writing music.
Well, that was my next question. I was going to ask you, what inspired you to begin writing?
You know, I think when I wrote my first song, I was, like 14. And, I mean, I still remember that. I mean,
You don't remember what inspired you?
You know, I don't know as far as the writing about, you know, songs, but you know, I think she was writing too. So I'm like, let me write a song, you know. But I mean, I was writing. I have songs still to this day that I did years ago, 13 years ago. But I mean, they sound new to someone that hasn't heard them. So, you know, I've been. I just I've been writing different stuff and everything. I'm actually working on, I'm actually going to record this song that I did like 13 years ago. I mean, wow. You never know when, once it's recorded, but it's a really good song. So yeah, I've been singing since a long time ago, but like, you know, on the low key when I was little.
Okay.
And then as far as performing, I actually only been performing for like a year.
Okay.
I was doing like last year doing some shows and everything, and then I got together with Miss Lydia Marie and been singing with the Untouchable Band.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you know, that's for, you know, the homeless and raising money and awareness for the homeless.
Oh,
we've been going around doing shows and stuff like that, and I really enjoy that. I have to find some time to get back over there and do some stuff with her. I've been busy, but I really enjoy that, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been doing some stuff for about a year as far as on this level.
Okay.
And it's been going very well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So in the future,
is there any other I'll go on here. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, in the future, do you plan to leave Minneapolis and venture out and, you know, maybe do some things like overseas or anything like that?
Yes. I mean, I'm open to it. I actually was thinking if, because I'm in the process now of buying a house, and I was really thinking long and hard. Like, I always wanted to live, you know, down south where all that heat is. You know, I got family like in Texas, stuff like that. But I don't know, part of me wants to just stay here because I got some films I'm working on too, and I'm trying to represent Minneapolis. So I'm thinking about just staying here and getting a house here really soon. So, but as far as traveling, whatever, I'm fine with that. That's what I do.
Okay.
So,
right,
you know, I'm open to that stuff. You know,
right.
I mean, I didn't even think I'd be writing any movies and stuff like that. It's just me. I was acting in some movies, and I just decided, like, man, I really feel like I can write my own story. And so the movie that I have, or the drama series I'm writing, Battles for Love, it's really like a mix of a lot of different people that I know, their story, my own story, just real life stuff you can't make up, you know. I mean, I also have a movie that's based on a true story called Innocent Innocence, and that's really going to be really deep, you know. It's so real, and I'm gonna have you crying, laughing, you know, but it's really someone close to me, their real story and everything like that is like how crazy the world can be and people in it, you know. So I'm excited to get that one done because I feel like I'm a voice for someone else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, but it's just me, and I want to make sure it's done right. So if I had to take my time with it and get it right, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
And then, meantime,
thank
you know, do my singing in studio time. So,
well, thank you for sharing.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Terry. And she's going to be in your neck of the woods. You're going to out to North Carolina, or what part of Carolina are you going to?
South Carolina.
You're
going to
be in South Carolina.
Carolina.
Okay. And what's the date for that?
That's June 22nd.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted. Thank you, Terry.
All right.
Any other listeners that's on the line? We're going to play one of your selections here. Karina's getting it together here. I believe it's Old School. Will you tell us a little bit about Old School before she plays it? And what's that about?
Okay. So, Old School. That is, I had got that track from DJ Chuck Massacre in New York. So he had sent that to me. He's a He's a great DJ down there doing his thing. He sent me that beat, and I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, this is the old school Curtis Mayfield beat, you know? And my dad, he loves the Superfly. And, like, I let him hear that beat. He's like, girl, you can't mess up that song. So, what I did, he was like, no, you can't mess that up. So, I wrote to it is actually I wrote about my dad's car. He got a 79 coupe, Cadillac coupe.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's all new on the inside. Yeah, it's
79.
It's that old school, you know. And so basically I wrote about his car. And so he agreed with that. So, yeah, that's what it is. Curtis Mayfield, Superfly, you know. Sample to
all
it.
Right.
So,
and well, listeners, we're going to be playing some old school. Well, your one and only here, Miss Jasmine Soul, on the line here. 3 minutes.
Hey.
On up.
Hey. You see the face, you see the grill. Who is on top? Them white balls, wrap them honey toes. Candy paint. You ever have my old school? You can't go wrong. My candy daddy, let's hear the sound. I'm rolling in my old school. I'm rolling like them pimps do. I'm rolling and I'm super fly. I'm rolling and trying to get over.
WAMRDB, the women's station. and feel of radio.
Yeah, that's the new look and feel of radio with the one and only Miss Jasmine Soul on the line. I'm feeling that. I'm thinking of my caddy. Yeah, in the old school.
Yeah.
We're back with Jasmine Soul. Listeners, in case you didn't know, this is a new upcoming artist. Not only is she an artist, but she's also a film writer, a lyricist, the whole nine yards, the whole package deal here. So, yeah, I'm feeling that one, girl. I like that.
I got a movie,
thank
too.
Thank you.
Now, y'all
right,
remember, y'all yeah, we got a bunch of them, but listen. I kind of, it just, that came back to me. You know, in the 70s, we had the little bell bottoms. My mama had some hair pieces on. You know, our hair was so short. They used to have them little hair pieces, them balls and stuff. These clip on. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The clip on, the hair on. The hairball,
I was
bald here.
My ball.
And then she just said,
clip on.
What happened? Who's under talking? Who's talking? No,
I don't know. Somebody's under talking. Where's the under talk at? We have another caller that's on the line.
Do we have another caller? Y'all got to say, what y'all got to say?
Because we are live all over the world, all over the country. Because I'm not editing the show. I'm sorry. I got a lot of stuff going on. So this how it's going to look at. This how it's going to sound. That's it. So if you telling your children, beating them because they out of school and all that, no people coming to get y'all. Because you know what? You can't beat children no more. Can't beat children. Beat your children, they come to get you. So everybody that's screaming and hollering at children, it's all recorded. So that's all I'm going to say. But that, look, that right there, man, she said she was coming down with her Cadillac. Northside,
Northside,
Cadillac. Remember that song? Hey, what's that song, y'all? What's that song? Cadillac, Cadillac, the
Diamond in the Back.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, oh, Diamond in the
Back. There you go. There you go. Hey, your dad got it going on. You got a 1979. Anything. Rolling.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, you can't unless you had a car. You might as well get that out your head. I'm going to drive. No, you're not.
You did a good job. You did a real good job.
Thank you.
Yes, you did.
Great song.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting back. I already know what you're going to be doing. Kareem, like, I'm rolling. Hey. But she had to put a shout out to Prince on that one.
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. You know, that's why I wanted to really play this song, you know, pump it up for his birthday, you know, because he gave a shout out to him. You know, he is Minneapolis right there, Minneapolis sound. So we got to pump that.
Yeah, a lot of my family knew him.
That's up in my head right now. Yes. We have some other callers on the line. Karima, what area codes are on the line? I got callers coming in on Facebook. They're Facebooking me now. So, callers, you can call in, make a comment, listen in if you like. 516-387-1251.
They know who
we
they
have
are.
Any more
you know who y'all are. Say something. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Y'all scared.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got nothing to say. Okay.
Listen, this is radio. We can't see it. So, if you're at home drinking some wine or rolling through your head, girl, we can't see you.
It is a meeting in the ladies' room.
That's how I'm looking right now.
I know that's right.
Eat them asleep. Tell them, I ain't got time for this. What, I saw this mother today. I guarantee you, she told her children that she was going to leave them right there. Period. That was it. They was like, oh, she's serious. Shut up.
Hello.
Yes, caller. What in the area code you calling from?
First of all, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
This is Deja. I'm trying to meet in the ladies' room.
Oh, Deja's in the house. We got Deja Gill in the ladies' room. Another phenomenal vocalist in the house.
Amen.
This is my queen.
Amen. We got Sherry. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Queen.
Hey.
Dealing with this weather and this me, but I'm otherwise I'm doing all right. We got our upcoming artist right here in the ladies' room.
I
right
hear
now,
that.
Did you hear
I hear Miss Jazlyn Soul. Welcome,
hey,
welcome to the ladies' room, Miss Jazlyn. Welcome to the ladies'
Thank
room.
You. Welcome.
Well, Queen, you know, I my area code is 651, of course, part of the Minneapolis sound. Shout out to all my Minneapolis family, including you, Miss Jazlyn. But I am in the D right now. I am in Detroit.
All right.
Are you in the D-Town? D-Town in the house?
Yeah, Queen, I'm in the D-Town. I'm at my auntie. I'm at my auntie in them house.
auntie
and them, honey. Auntie and them.
Okay, auntie and them.
My auntie and them, my mama and them, my auntie and them, my mama and them, my grandmama and them, all of them. I'm at my auntie and them.
What they cooking, though?
Well, she was cooking, okay, come on now, ribs and fried chicken and macaroni and cheese and some grains. Mustard and turnip grinds.
Oh, I might have to take an 11-hour drive.
No, she didn't say how to drive. No, she didn't say
how
to drive. You've been here before,
no.
Huh?
You got
rally. Got Riley on the line. Riley says she's coming on
to town
to get her some of
this. Come on over to Auntie and them. The pool is open and everything.
Oh boy.
So first of all, I just wanted to say greetings to you all in love. Of course, purple love that is from the Minneapolis Sound in Minneapolis. And Miss Jazlyn, I just wanted to say, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on growing.
Thank you, darling.
As you're growing.
Thank you.
And I had a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
I did get to hear your song from the old school with that Curtis Mayfield feel to it, the Donny Hathaway feel to it, you know, from back in the day, that doom, 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 doom. Yes. I wanted to ask you, so when will you, you're still in the processing stage of that song? Like, are you working on a bridge? Because I like the key that it's in, and I hear the bass of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm touching up a few of mine. Me and Monica was talking about it. We're gonna put a little something to it, and
because I'm wanting to hear that. I feel that the beginning of it, and I'm feeling like a bridge to that climax of it, because that's a song. I don't want you to lose that, because it does need a female's voice like yours to add, like, to the new school of the old school of the Curtis Mayfield sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
You feel me?
Yep.
So even if you want to throw that trying to get over like he did with that beat that you got.
Yeah, that's what we did when we performed.
That's what we did when we performed it live.
Yeah, when we performed it live.
And I wasn't there, so I'm just okay. I'm confirming with you. Keep that then, okay?
Yeah, we do that song live. They go crazy though. We really the band.
Nice.
Sometimes we can't hear ourselves. The band be playing so loud.
Nice. Okay. See, I wasn't even there, so I'm still with you in spirit on confirming. So keep that, okay?
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
And DeMonica will tell you, we from the old school. We want you to keep on doing what you're doing, because you have to carry on the torch. So going on with your filming and your writing for films. Now, do you deal with any producers in Minneapolis on helping you to grow your projects for filming?
Yeah, there's a couple of people here that, I work with and want to be involved. So I'm just really just at this writing stage, and then we'll get some trailers going pretty soon. But I'm just taking my time to make sure it's right before before it goes out.
Exactly.
Yeah, like really, I mean, it's really people's true stories too, so I'm trying to make sure I, you know, send those out in the right way.
Okay, so it's kind of like a Glover kind of thing where you want to stay true and authentic. Now, is it geared around the Minneapolis real stories or?
Well, yeah,
how?
I mean, I'm shooting everything here, especially for this show, Battles for Love. Even though I have you know, actors from out of town, they'll be here and represent Minneapolis and, you know, what we got going on here. And I also want to have people involved because it's about music as well. So people that's
great.
Doing their thing that, you know,
yeah.
I'm dealing with, I really want to bring them in so they can have their spotlight as far as when we do the music scenes and, you know, club scenes and stuff like that. So I want people to be involved. Yeah.
Now, how about, have you heard, now, do you happen to know, or are you working with Lee Henry Jordan in Minneapolis, who is a not only a film producer, but casting agent, and also an actor, but he's up there, he's part of the Twin Black Film City, the Twin City Black Festival.
Black Festival. What was his name again?
Yeah, the Black,
I'm going to write it down.
The Black Film Festival. He is my, how do you put it? He is my my husband, work husband / brother / best friend.
Oh, okay.
What was his name again?
Okay. Yeah.
His name is Lee Henry Jordan.
Okay.
He's also the granddaddy of the Juneteenth across the country.
Oh, okay.
And so I work with him trying to get, you know, Juneteenth in all 50 states. So far we're in 45 states. But he also is part of, like I said, the Twin Cities Black Film Festival. He brings in everybody. And DeMonica knows me. That's my queen sister. I can get you hooked up because we're always trying to give a hand up, not a hand out, but a hand up to someone such as yourself that's really wanting, has this as a passion and want to carry on that torch.
Okay. Yep.
So
yes,
I just wanted to throw that out to you. And, of course, me and my queen talk almost every day or text each other every day. So I just wanted to give you some encouragement to keep doing what you're doing, but keep growing as you're doing and, you know, get it out there. Do you also sell your beats?
No, I don't. I buy them. I don't.
Do you make them
custom made?
Hell of a writer. She's a hell of a writer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you can turn your writing into beats. Poetry is poetry. So that's something to consider because you do copyright all of your writing, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there from the OG, okay?
I appreciate it.
Amen.
Thank you,
Brent. That's right. That's right. Yes. I love you guys.
All right. I'll be taking that 11-hour drive now.
Yeah, well, my Auntie Juju says, come on, get these greens. I love you guys. Jasmine, keep doing what you're doing, and I will be
following you,
and I will be watching you and listening to you.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Keep it up. Keep it up, girl. All right. I love you guys. DeMonica, I'll talk to you later on tonight.
Have a good night.
I love you,
sweetie.
All right,
night.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, love you. Purple love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
you know what?
That's
I got a question.
Big deal of the house.
I got a question for Ms. Jasmine.
Uh-huh.
How does that make you feel? I mean, real talk. You know, you are, a lot of people don't get a chance to do this. You know, you are on... in a place where you have women that, you know, that have went through the time in music in the industry where women were just like exploited, right? At a level where it was just ridiculous. You know, somebody somebody should have been stuffed in the trunk of a car and caught on fire kind of stuff. But anyway, for real. And you're you, I mean, the way, not, I'm not trying to say this, but the as what's her name again? She just got off the moniker.
Deja.
The torch has been passed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I just, I mean, you could actually see it. You know, if you really think about it, the, you know, a lot of women, for instance, we're this is going to be the first time these helpers going to have to do this. And that's what they're called right now until they do it. These helpers got to get together and elect this black woman as the first governor. And it will be more, it will be a stick in the in their side and up their buttholes, right, if she became governor of a state that was malicious in doing black people any kind of way. You know what I mean? But the torch was passed on from her to her from Shirley Franklin. Shirley Franklin passed it on to Keisha Bottoms. Keisha Bottoms needs to up it up to this young woman so that she can become a presence of, for all girls, you know, present. So you're like that now. You know, I look at that real seriously, where you just you kind of you're multitasking. You know, you're using all of your wit, all of your blessings, because that's what they are. They're blessings. Yeah, people call it talent. No, that's not talent. It's blessed. You're blessed to have that, because you know the Lord take it, give it, and take it away. How do you feel as a young woman? You know, being surrounded by such a enormous amount of women who have just gone past, you know, I call it queendom. You know what I'm saying? People say amen, I say a woman. You know what I'm saying? Amen. So we see the queen. You know, we had Monique on. People freaked out. Monique down to earth. She like, y'all crazy. I'm still a black woman. See what happened? Netflix lost me $500,000. We lost the white boy $5 million. You follow me? So how do you feel? I just wanted to say this. How do you truly feel? Not just now, but I know. Do you feel the weight of the presence of what you need to accomplish? Because so many are dependent on you. So many women are investing spiritually. They're putting into your spirit so much wisdom, so much knowledge. What do you do with that?
Yeah, I'm so excited and blessed, and I mean, I feel like they're heaven sent, because the people that I'm dealing with, I mean, they're like mother figures to me, and then they really tell me about the good, the bad, how you can, you think somebody's for you, but then it could be something down the line. Make sure you got your paperwork. I mean, I heard so many stories, especially Lydia Marie. She's like, she's like, she really don't want nobody to mess with me, you know, in the wrong way. So I'm really excited about it. That's why I stay focused and everything. I mean, it's probably why I'm single still. Because I don't want nothing to block me and block my focus. I mean, I've been there where, you know, you think somebody's down for you, but it's more of they don't really want you to be out there and dealing with different people that, you know. So now I feel like I can do what I need to get done and do it the right way and not do it the sleazy way to work my way up. I do it. I work hard. I constantly, you know, doing things. And I do it for my kids as well. You know, I got two kids, so they look up to me with everything I do, and they're excited about it and want to be involved, stuff like that. So I like to see their smile on their face that their mom is doing something great. You know, my kids just see me recently perform for the House of Charity, the event that we did with the Untouchable Band. And that was the first time they actually seen me perform, you know, in the actual performance besides being at the house, you know. So My son was kind of shy about it, but he was, you know, you can tell he's smiling with his eyes. And then my daughter, I had her on stage with me because I was singing one of her favorite songs, Going With Your Flow. So it was a really good moment for me, and I was just too happy and proud. So I'm just going to keep doing this for, I want to be someone else's motivation, because I felt like this stuff should be happening for me, but I didn't really know how to get there. Mm-hmm. I just knew. I'm like, how do you get started? How do you, you know, I don't know. I went to a few studios back in the day, but, you know, it's like I didn't really know how to get started. But I think what happened was I have bumped into a person through social media or whatever, and he asked to help manage me and stuff. And even though things didn't work out with him, I still appreciate working with him because he had introduced me to this person and that person that I'm still working with now.
Right.
So at first I was a little mad about the situation, but then I looked at it like, you know what, I really feel like a different person. And I'm like, if I wasn't working with him, then I wouldn't be what I'm doing right now and keep pushing, you know, for what I'm doing. So I appreciate everybody, good or bad, because yes. Somehow they're the motivation, you know. So I'm thankful and blessed and keep doing my thing, you know.
Yes, and I want to say this to you, sweetie. God placed people in your life for a reason. Some are there
mm-hmm.
for a season, and some are there for a reason. And you have to take the good and the bad, and you have to learn how to use everything that is given to you in a positive, in a strong positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to take everything, whether it's good or bad, and turn everything that you come across, you take it and you run with it, okay? Whether it's small
yes.
or it's big, you know, but always know that there's going to be stairs that you're going to have to climb, and there's going to be people that you're going to have to leave behind. But know that your destiny is what you make of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you allow someone to bring you down from your goal, that's on you. But you have to stand and believe in what you are trying to do.
Yeah,
been exactly. down that avenue, so I can pretty much tell you, being the age that I am, pretty much how I go. But one thing I want to leave with you, and that's to always believe in yourself. Always believe in Eslin. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm gonna get up from
Thank
here, you.
You
guys. I'm an hour ahead of you, so I'm
yes,
gonna
you
get
are.
Up out of
I
here.
Appreciate it.
No problem, but you guys
Thank
have a
you
wonderful
so much,
evening.
Terry. Thank you.
Enjoyed myself. Love you guys, and you all take
Love
it easy.
Love you too, and God bless you. Yes.
God
yes.
bless you.
Yep.
I miss Minneapolis.
Good night.
I know. We miss you, girl. We got to hook up now.
You know it. You know it.
Real soon. We're going to be in touch. Yep.
All right, baby. Y'all take it easy.
You too.
Good night.
Good night. See, that's what I love about the women's show, you know, because you get other women doing, you know, actually giving you your viewpoints, and that was just so beautiful. And she's right. Terry's absolutely right. You have to take the negative with the positive and keep it moving, as I always say. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We got to keep it moving. Yeah, so we're going to play another selection. I'm going to see if Karima's ready for it and see which one we have available right now. Let's see. I believe... Let me just check here. Prima, which one do you want to make announcement? Which one it is we're going to play? She's getting it together. All right, she's probably uploading it as we speak right now. Here we go. Miss Jasmine's all here on WAMRTV with Going With The Flow.
I'm just going with the flow, and wherever gives a go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with your baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever gives a go, I go wherever you take me. I take a about you. And baby, I'm gonna find out what's inside. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. Take a chance with your baby. I put my cards down. I'm letting you drive. So where we going now? Promise me that you won't break my heart, baby. And I will give you all of my love, all of me.
I'm just going with the flow.
Wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going with the flow. And wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going, 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 going with the flow.
I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hold up. Let's go, go, go.
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own ya. We own ya. We only get you started now. Cause we own ya. Everybody think they know me now. Cause we own ya. You and not my homie now. Cause we own ya.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over. I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's coming up forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The revolution will be live.
Thank you.
Women Station, the new look and feel of radio.
Yes, we'd like to welcome our listeners back to WAMRDB. That's right, the meeting in ladies' room. We have the one and only upcoming artist right now on the line. I'm just filling in the last selection you just heard with Going with the Flow with the one and only Miss Jasmine Soul. Jasmine, how you doing out there tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling better, actually, too.
You're feeling better?
Feeling
That's
better.
A wonderful thing. Yes, I'm glad you're feeling a lot better. Yeah, I still have a slight headache, but I'm feeling a lot better. I'm just feeling the music, girl. Now tell us about Going with the Flow. What made you write that? What's that song
You
about?
Know what? That song, it was actually supposed to be like a man-bashing song. I mean, I was in this, like, I'm just going with the flow, meaning I don't know if I want to be in this situation sort of thing. And then I decided, like, I don't want to go that route with it. So I actually made it a love song going with, so, you know, if you're feeling somebody, you just, you know, and you're not too sure, but you're like, I'm just going to put my guards down and go with his flow. See what he, you know, what's he all about, you know. So that's what I went with, and I actually like it. So my daughter's favorite song.
Is it?
Yeah,
I know we had a great time performing that. I love that song. I love all the songs, though. I really do. I think you're doing an exceptional job.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
So I got a question.
That's the producer there.
Wait a minute. What you been saying?
I had been quiet and said nothing.
I was saying, I let the talk, I let the music play. I wanted to know one question. That was it. All I want to know is, how old are you, Jazz?
I just turned 34, and my birthday was just 2 weeks ago.
So she's still
what
does
that make
girl.
You? No. what does it make you? You know I've been to the Zodiac. What's your sign?
I know.
Taurus. The nice bull.
Oh,
she said the nice bull.
I'm the nice bull, though.
Yeah, right.
I'm not that mean bull. I'm nice. I am the nicest bull.
Let some happen and watch how it looks.
I think only one person had it from me, but everybody else I'm nice to.
Girl, I don't know who you lied to. I heard you almost. Everybody heard you. You was the mother threatening the children. Yeah, that was
I'm
you.
I'm a nice bull, though. I wonder if I like,
yeah,
keep nice bulls.
Yeah, but I was a fucking threatening the children. I know who those are. Why you ain't heard no more noise?
I'm the unique bit boy.
Like,
nice.
Damn. When that hoop went down, they just got it. I hear it. Over the children. They probably said, oh, shit.
My house is silent too.
See,
No,
okay.
He's fine.
I fix dinner. He's all good.
Them kids ain't all good. They in there stuffed underneath the bed. Now say one more thing. One more thing. Anything.
Yeah, I did have that talk
bull.
Before I got on the phone, because you know how it always gets louder once you get on the phone. There's always something going on.
Because the reason why is that. Let me tell y'all something. Because children have a cold. They come with a cold. They do not feel love unless a black mama hit them in the phone. Cold. Oh,
okay. She love us back. Let's go to sleep.
Because we retarded as children. And you know what the deal is? Look, I know so much because I am and am still my mother, my mama.
Say, as long as I live, you will always be the child, and I will always be your mother.
Yeah, look at it. She said, mm. What the, did it sound to me?
That's a
Is that a
I brought you in this world and I'm going to you out.
She said, Is that, was that something written? I guess it is.
Guess what? Now, this is what's going to happen. Don't you be on the radio with this, what's the girl name up there in Minnesota? Now, I done heard y'all broadcast. Y'all need to be more serious. You want me to get some out on the phone? Nah, I'm telling you. Y'all need to get more serious and be more professional. Everybody listen to y'all over the world, and it's all y'all do is laugh and giggle. You heard what I said, then? Yes, Mom, I heard. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Okay, I heard.
And she going to get up there.
Even
too.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, this is the thing. Just on a serious note, we understand the passage of respect as a society, as a black society. No matter how wayward these kids are on the street, when you talk to them in an authoritarian manner and in a way that's respectful, but they already know you crazy, they're going to be like, yes, ma'am. I'm like, what y'all doing over there? We in front of all these white folks, guys in the food. Get y'all tails over there. Man, that lady crazy. Echo man. You know what I'm saying? Because you've earned the right. You've earned the passage to be able to talk to people like that. You know what I'm saying? It takes a village to raise a child. Just like it takes a village to raise an artist like yourself. You know what I mean? So the manifestation of the woman's station is everything that anything that anybody could ever dream of. With the contact that I made from 8 months ago, when my sister said, you need to contact this lady. My sister don't never, she only talked twice in the whole time I've been on radio. One time with the, two times on the Monica show. Okay. She said, you need to contact this woman because she said, this lady is trying to help save this club here, a black woman's club in Milwaukee. You need to call her. And we've been tight as thieves ever since.
Tight as thieves ever since.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know I ain't never going back to either, so that's all I ain't been to Minnesota. It's too cold up there. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say.
You better come
like,
now
too
while
hot.
Heat lasts.
Yeah, well, it might be. That ain't heat. You'll feel heat.
This is the time
you'll be
I
in June.
You need to come.
Yeah, probably, but I'm telling you, but as a warning to the wives, don't wear nothing when you come here in June, okay? God, I'm telling you, it's hot. So ain't no need you like the Monica. She had to go buy clothes. I got to go buy something else. It's hot down here. You ain't know it's no different. It's sunny still. I got to find a shirt. It's hot. I said, okay. We had the intern. What's her name? What's the name? Say, Carly, little
Carly.
Intern.
Carly.
Yeah, Carly. You know, all the interns are coming in rotation. So, again, I'm on a real serious note. That's what the conversation is about. And that's why can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't say nothing to me. Because I do understand that women artists are not being played on mainstream radio.
Uh-huh.
You know, women are not getting the distribution situations that they're supposed to get.
Like
so we got to carve out our own. You have to create your own.
So my only thing to you, young lady, is just because they say it ain't been done this way, you tell them go fuck themselves because it's going to be done this way from now on. I don't care. Find me, DeMonica. I don't care. Find me. I'll pay the bills. I cuss. Whatever. All I'm saying is that's what it's all about. You know, how can the hand that rocks the cradle, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Every black mother has rocked both black cradles and white cradles. We are the beginning of civilization. We began civilization. And you have to be a queen all the time. When you get here, be a queen, because see, the rest of them ain't gonna be like, oh, whatever, whatever. No, because they don't, you don't need me to show up. Be like, that's that helper. We can't stand her. There she go. That's that little fat lady right there. Mean and evil. I'm sorry. But I do want to do one last thing here. Going with the flow was tight, right? That was real tight. That was tight. That's all I can say. Going with the flow. We got one more, right? One more piece
Thank
out
you.
Here.
We got one more. We got to wrap the show up. So, you know, and that is Get Your Baby. But before we play Get Your Baby, because we're going to be in and out, isn't it about time for us to fold up? We're going to announce one more time you're going to be down in Atlanta. That's Jasmine Soul, listeners. We'll be in College Park. Well, how did you pronounce it, Karima? Because we can't say college. You got to say College Park. College Park.
There you go. Tell the Uber driver, College Park.
June 16th.
Yeah, June 16th, brought to you by Rotten Apple and Branch Off Records. Going to be going down.
So make sure you go see Irv
Gotti,
Miss Jasmine Soul. That's right, Irv Gotti.
Yeah.
Stevie J.
Yeah. And then all the other artists are performing as well. So. See you there.
So this is see you there on June 16th. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for coming on, meeting in the ladies' room. We're going to take it out with your song, Get Your Baby, featuring
this that's my old school
song,
too.
Yeah. Another old school. That's right.
Yeah. Bell Bottom.
Bell Bottom.
I'm sorry. We got one more caller that's on the line from 612 Red Code.
Caller, are you with us this evening? Karima, they're quiet. We have another 612
right,
call on the line. Turn it up a little bit.
Suck it now.
Hey.
Hey. Everybody over 50 doing the rock now. Rock.
I can't wait for Hey.
Hell, that's right. That jazz was false. I like that. Shoot.
Thank you.
I can hit, that bass is like talking to you, feeling that bass. You're like, oh, snap.
Right.
Shoot. Yeah, so once again, we have the one and only Miss Jasmine Soul in the house. We want to thank you for coming on Meeting in the Ladies Room.
Yes, I'm
WAMRDB. Atlanta, can't wait to see you on June 16th in College Park.
Yes.
I can't pronounce how Karina has it, but we say College Park.
College Park.
We say College Park.
We add the E. All the way.
So we want to just thank you so much. Keep doing what you do. You know, stay focused. Remember, God's got you. I don't know our other caller that's from the 612. I don't know if they have a quick question. Do we have time to take a quick question or not? I'm not sure. They might just be listening in. So.
Okay.
Well, once again, we have Miss Jasmine Soul on the line. We want to thank you once again. My name is Demonica Fly, D Fly. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you for coming on Meeting in the Ladies Room. Well, we do a thing every week. Have a good evening. Peace, love, and taking grief. We out.
Potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health, you know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of. It's kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, WAMRDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.